بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن إمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم أباه حسينا كلمتين يدعو بهما: اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. إمران بن الحسين he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his father Hussein radiyallahu anhuma two sentences. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his father two sentences. Just from here, one thing we learn is that in those days the father would make it a point of teaching the son. This is what I learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The main concern was, how can I pass the deen to my children? How can I pass my deen to my dependents? How can I pass the deen to my followers, etc.? So this was one concern that they had. So here the son is saying that this is what my father said that he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he's saying, my father Hussein, he learned these two sentences. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught his father these two sentences, which he used to say when supplicating. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'idhni min sharri nafsi. The first part, Allahumma alhimni rushdi. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inspire me towards guidance. Inspire me towards guidance. Wa a'idhni min sharri nafsi. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect me from the evil of myself. Protect me from the evil of my nafs. So the first part of this dua, Allahumma alhimni rushdi. This inspiration to do good, this inspiration is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this thing, this person doing good should never ever think that it's because of myself and my doing that I'm doing good. Nice Urdu saying that ye qadam utte nahi uthaya jata hai, that this leg of ours, it doesn't lift up on its own. We don't lift it up. Somebody is causing it to lift up, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some dua, somebody's dua that we may have taken, or some person may have cried for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, some people moving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying for our hidayat. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that we get inspired. So we never should think that this is because of myself. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Allah, you inspire me towards good. You be the means of inspiration for me. Another thing ulama explain, when it comes to inspiration, and it's a good inspiration, then immediately act upon that inspiration. Immediately, don't delay that inspiration and say, okay, I'll do it later. Because this inspiration that comes to a person is a mihman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a guest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a very nazuk mihman. It's a very, very sensitive mihman. This mihman, if you don't entertain it, then it will leave that person, it will go away. So this inspiration, if a person doesn't act upon it, is not entertaining, this person is not entertaining that inspiration, shortly he'll be bereft of that inspiration that is coming. So therefore, if a person is inspired, for example, to wake up for tahajjud namaz, don't say, okay, I'll wake up tomorrow. Because that mihman will stop coming and say that you're not acting. But when a person acts upon it, that inspiration also is inspired to continue coming to this person and continue acting. So therefore, when a person is inspired to read Quran Sharif, for example, then don't say, okay, I'll do it later. He should do it immediately. He's inspired to give some charity, do it immediately. A person is inspired to help the poor, to be courteous to the elderly, to his parents, to his friends, to be courteous and kind in general to public. So immediately a person should act upon it, because this is an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he acts upon it, this inspiration will continue coming. The second part, وَأَعِذْنِي مِنْ شَرِّ نَفْسِ. Person is asking for protection from his evil self, from his nafs. His nafs is such a thing that a person at no time can feel confident that I got my nafs under control. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say something very nice. He said, Barosa, barosa na rako is nafsi ammara par. Agar farishta bhi ho jaye, to phir bhi muttaham raho. That don't ever have barosa, don't ever have hope, don't ever be confident about this nafs of yours. Even if it becomes a farishta, even if this nafs of yours becomes an angel, then also be suspicious of this nafs. You don't know when this nafs can lead you astray. Don't ever have any type of confidence that me, okay, I'm safe. I can walk into any environment. I can go into any place. I can speak in any chat. I can talk on any in any forum, and I'm comfortable. There can be ladies there. There can be mixing there. There can be wrong taking place. But my nafs is quite strong. Person should never ever have that barosa. He should never ever have that confidence on himself. So he says, even if it becomes an angel, then also don't trust your nafs. Shaitan was muallimul malaika. He was the teacher of the malaika. And he was sultanul abidin. He was the head of all those that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there's not a spot on earth that shaitan hadn't made sajda. So much of worship he had done. But that nafs, that pride that lingers inside, it just waits for a certain environment. It waits for a certain occasion. Or a certain occasion presents itself, and then that pride comes out and it presents itself. Like a person that has got some flammable material that is kept in a container. So long as it's kept in the container, it's not exposed to the fire, we won't see the flames coming out. But when it's exposed to that fire or that one small flame, and that flammable material suddenly starts flaming up. So this nafs is like that. Sometimes we may think that it's under control, that pride is under control, I got everything under control. But a person just happens to be exposed to the wrong environment, exposed to that environment where it's like a small flame, and suddenly he flares up. And suddenly now he gets exposed. This is what this person had in his heart. So therefore we've got to be very, very, very careful of this nafs. Nafs at no point, at no time, a person should ever feel that I am safe. No person should ever, ever feel this. Whether he is old or he is young, he should always be on guard. This nafs is something that mustn't leave him. If you just think about it, shaitan, what was the thing that caused him to be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be in such an elite company of the malaika, but yet he was fell to the lowest of the low? It was this nafs. And then again we look and we ask ourselves, there was no shaitan there. Normally we say shaitan and nafs. But at that time there was no shaitan. Shaitan himself was like an angel. He was a jinn, but he was like an angel in the company of the angels. So there was no shaitan to come and tell him. It was this nafs. So therefore ulama keep telling us, be very, very wary of this nafs. This nafs is something that we have to be careful of. Therefore this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this particular dua, ulama, they consider it from amongst the Jawami'ul Kalim, from amongst the concise and from amongst the comprehensive du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's short but it's so full in meaning. So let us recite it one time. If we get the tawfiq, at least try and remember the English words and make this du'a regularly. If we can't learn the Arabic words, that is. The du'a goes, Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa'idni من شر نفسي سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.